White. Oakland, California, March 27, 1875. Dear husband, last night I spoke to our brethren and sisters in Oakland. There was a good attendance. Sister Roland was present from San Francisco. She brought two strangers with her. There were several other strangers present. I had great freedom in speaking upon the two disciples traveling to Emmaus and Jesus walking with them. Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? Luke 24, verse 32. Everyone present listened as if spellbound. After I had spoken till 8:30, I invited all who desired that Jesus should abide with them, as did the two disciples who journeyed to Emmaus, to come forward. All who felt that Jesus was not present with them, and they longed for his company, to manifest it by coming forward. About 20 promptly responded. Two or three came forward, unprofessors. I invited Willie Jones by name to come. He came forward with several other young men. An intelligent Swedish woman came forward. She had attended meetings twice before. Several spoke, she among the number. I addressed Willie Jones pointedly. He spoke well, took his stand on the Lord's side, confessed with tears to other young friends that he had not lived before them as one should who had so great light. He ought to be in advance of them, whereas he was far behind. He would from this time try to redeem the past. 1 year was lost out of his life since he had been to Oakland. No one was with me that I could call upon to pray for those who came forward. I opened my meeting with prayer myself and united in earnest prayer for those who came forward, pronounced the benediction, and returned home at 9:30. I did not feel much wearied, but I had felt too deeply and labored too earnestly to sleep. I scarcely closed my eyes through the night, but I enjoyed communing with God. Most of the night I spent in prayer. I find that I have to have all the care of the little girls, and I cannot leave them as when Sister Hall was here. I must proceed slowly with my writings. The Woman of Samaria makes nearly 19 pages. It made an excellent article. We shall do what we can, but it must be slowly. God grant us his presence is my daily prayer. We hope you are safely at your journey's end by the time this reaches you. We hope for your happiness, freedom, and health. Willie and Mary are doing well. All are trying to fill their post of duty. We miss you both very much, especially in the evenings. The church in Oakland is doing well. May God stir them up until they shall obtain a living experience in the knowledge of the truth and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I feel mightily stirred when before the people. I no more expected such a move as we had last night, when we went to meeting, than I expected to be in Michigan tomorrow. I simply could not help moving forward, because I was urged by the Spirit of the Lord. I must cut this off, for it must go to the mail. In love to yourself and Lucinda.